Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your gun on goes based on the data you had printed LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going fine.
Okay, retro, go.
Fido,
go.
Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go.
Ginsey,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
And we are live and hot on the air. We were having a lot of fun with one of our callers. He called in. Frank has been listening to us. I was doing English voices, yeah. And can you do your English voice? We were just sitting there talking like this. Actually, I was sounding more Australian, you know, throw another spirit on the Bobby. Anyway, we're here in the studios, you know, and now I'm starting to sound like a guy from Cockney or something. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. We've had too many of those Kathy's margaritas already.
Damn straight. We got margaritas being passed out in the chat room. That's what I'm saying. Hey, it's great to have an actual live guest with a pulse here in the studio. Usually I have dead ones here, but I got a live one. And Karen, say hello.
Hello, everybody.
It's good to have you. Actually, let me bring your mic level up. Let's try that again. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
That's much better. And so, I can't tell. I'll ask everybody since I'm doing a new setup here. If we sound a little too loud, let us know. We'll back the mics down a little bit. This is a new setup for me. I haven't done multiple mics before. So, anyway, we are Soulstream, as you well know. Every week we have people calling in. Talking about their experiences with the paranormal, wanting to talk through ITC, which is intertrans communication, and some call it telephone bridging. We've done that work before, and that's kind of what got us into this. So we're going to be doing a little bit of that tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about EVP, especially with regard to Bodhi, and some of the things that we've done out there. And so what we'll do is, I think it's probably about the 10 o'clock mark, we'll take a short break and then come back because I forgot to load a couple of pages up. So we'll do a little music break, come back up with that. What's going on in the chat room? How many we got in there?
Oh, we have Blue Goose. We've got our Kathy with her boot button and margaritas. And we got Dom's Ashley. Oh, that must be Dom's girl. we got Joy Fire Witch. And we got Frank and Frank.
Yeah, Frank.
Frank.
Frank and Frank.
And
Ferrer.
Ferrer. And Vico Dan.
And Vico Dan is our main engine technician, and he has once again escaped alive from the back of the ship, so it's always good to see him. Let's see. We've got the number for those of you that want to call in tonight. The number is, oh, God, where do I have my number? I got my host number, but I don't have my regular. I'm not looking at my page. That's scary. It's somewhere.
You're talking about this one.
Oh.
Yeah. 646.
There you go.
478. 0377.
I say it every week, but it's usually right in front of me. I'm the only one in the studio. It's so weird doing this with an actual person here. It's so weird. Okay. So anyway, we are going to bring, we already have one caller in, and I think Frank was just going to tell us a story or something. So let's bring him on. Frank, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
You survived the experience of listening to us to get listening to us get crazy before the show.
He's thinking we're nuts. So I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Yeah, but we had a good time. my friend? You had something to talk about or you wanted to share with us. So, the floor is yours, my friend.
Okay, I had some feedback Tuesday night. I came here to your printer for the first time, and I have to say that I was a little skeptical, not about connecting, but about the methods, because even though I had worked with mediums before, I had this perception that the human body, the person, it's a better link than what technology can provide to connect with the far side, right?
Right.
But, I came with an open mind, and I really listened to everything, and I wasn't sure if I was going to get a really good feedback of what I got right away. So just to recap really quick, I'm one of the things you said, you had the name of Peyton, which makes absolutely no sense to me. And towards the end of the reading, you mentioned that they will come through Peter.
Yeah.
Well, after we finished, because I'm in Eastern time, I went to bed, and I sleep, and right before I wake up, I actually got this really strong, straight message. Also, another thing you said is that we're going to be with me that night or so. So I get this really strong message, and it was very strange, because it was very much somebody clearly showed to me a mathematical equation. And they said to me, right next to it, they put Peter, and somehow that was what it was coming from Peter, the mathematical equation. And, because the previous night event, I was like, well, let me look this mathematical equation up. And several things come up, but the one who took my attention was this paper published on Nature magazine in 1993 about the mathematical projections of doomsdays and or the future of a species if we colonize the universe, the galaxy, and so on. I'm a science, and I like astrophysics. So I read the whole paper, and then I look up the person who wrote the paper. And he's a professor at Princeton University who happens to work in Peyton Hall. So,
oh, my God.
Exactly. I was like, whoa. And the funny part is, like, I read his page, everything in one. I was about to close the page. Like, I bookmarked it because it was very interesting. I look at his mailing address, and I see Peyton Hall. And I'm like, okay, well, they were right. This was going to be a sort of aha moment when I was going to find out what Peyton meant. So,
great. Keep going. Loving it.
That was basically about it, but it was very good validation. Like, they really sent it to me, and it all fit. And I mean, out of all hits I could get, I went to the right paper and then to the right person. It was very, very amazing, I'd say.
Yeah, and you know what? The job thing, this isn't over. We really think you're going to do well with your job prospects. You know, I saw your email address when you sent that to me, and thank you. I'll send a copy of the reading to you. And you can download the show, too, by the way, so you can have a copy of both. And I would keep those. But it's really good to see the validations come in. We get that all the time with this. And I have to be honest. I mean, I'm a computer scientist myself, and I have a background in I actually build my own telescopes. I've been doing amateur astronomy for many years, so I know where you're coming from. I mean, half of you is looking at it going, "What in the hell is happening? Why is this process work the way it does?" And it's just finally so many things happened that validated. I finally had to accept it. And it makes me something of a heretic in the scientific community. And I'm at the age I really don't give a damn anymore, But I mean, it's good to see you you know, you, and I knew you were on the fence when you hung up the other night. I was looking at it, and we were talking a little bit about it, and I just thought, well, you know, boy, I hope that works out for that kid, you know. And sure enough, you know, you had this, this whole range of experiences. So, wow. That's all I can say. I mean, and it had to do with this mathematical paper that meant something to you then, that they were showing you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was basically things that are on my mind, things about my perception of reality or, in general, perception of humanity and how things work all around history and so on. Like, basically the paper, he calculates what are the odds that humankind, as an intelligent life in the universe, will be able to last beyond a certain period of time and or conquer the galaxy, meaning that, I mean, a planet has just so many hours that it's going to be running, right? Someday the sun will become this red giant and it's going to be gone. But if we were to be able to move on and continue as a species somewhere else, maybe we'll be able to, like, keep humanity going. But he also compared our species, intelligent beings, with the possibility of other species and actually occurring in other parts of the universe, and why or how they might happen at random, and, like, there might have been many, many intelligent beings that lived before us and die, and when we're no longer around, maybe there will be other intelligent beings in other parts of the universe, but perhaps because of the distances and so on, and it goes a lot in depth into astrophysics, we might never connect with each other, at least as what we are now. I mean, this person, funny, in his biography says that he does not connect like religion or anything paranormal with his scientific studies, but somehow I guess the fact that that's pointed, that they make an emphasis on that factor, I guess he also might have some other beliefs, and I particularly believe that, well, we transition through the universe because I believe in the continuity of life, so everything sort of like open more views on ideas that I have been pandering around my head recently.
Well, you know, what's funny is if you push a lot of the really greats in science, and you know, and I've grown up around some of the best in the propulsion business, and you know, because I work in you know defense and rocketry and that kind of thing. But you get around the real greats, and some of these people are just amazing intellects. And in the university system, it's a real culture of rationalization to the point of extreme, and it gets a little bit out of balance. And what I've seen a lot of these guys and gals that get into the business of science, and they see things over time, and little cracks start to appear in what in the theories and in the kind of the cloistered religion of science, if you will, that start to kind of, you know, make people step up and take a look around and go, you know, this isn't all explained. And then they start waking up, and you're doing it at an early age. I mean, I think you remember, you told me you were 27 or so. So, you know, it's a good time for you to keep, you know, open your mind to this. And, you know, you're going to find that there's skeptics out there, and there's a lot of people that look at this and give it a real, you know, they'll say, you know, well, you got to prove this, you got to prove that. And the scientific method is a beautiful thing. Unfortunately, when it comes to the paranormal and spirituality and understanding where the universe came from and why, it falls down miserably. And, you know, that's why the other side does some of the things they do with us. And it's still, to me, it's a frustrating game with them, because I was just mentioning, to Karen today, you know, there's just times that it's just absolutely maddening. I mean, they'll give you messages. They encourage us. They do all these things, but we're kind of on our own. And when you talk about the continuity of the species, I really think we're fairly close with star travel, you know, based on the things and the technologies I've seen. That where we're going, and I really strongly suspect wherever we go in the universe, spirit's going to be there, right alongside us, helping us, you know, go forward. We're part of a universe that's becoming self-aware, and you know, spirit's on one side of the veil, and then here in this physical reality that we're in, it's a universe that's that literally is becoming aware of its own self and then guiding its destiny. And so, but that's really neat that you would collect that paper up like that, and it would come out of a reading that we did. I mean, I'm still just amazed. It's just awesome. So thank you so much for calling in with that. That's just awesome, my friend.
Thank you.
Okay. And we hope to see you back again soon. If you ever want to call in and do another one, let me know. We'll have you on again.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, my friend.
Thanks for calling in.
God bless.
Thank you.
Okay. See you later, sir. You know, that's what gives me hope, is when we have a smart kid like that come in the door and, his mind is open and, he's starting to see that there's more to reality than what they're being told in schools. You know, I mean, that just that tells you a lot. Yeah, and a lot of them are already open and awake. I mean, you see the children of the paranormal and the different things like that, and then you realize that that's not just new. That's all been happening all along, and a lot of them are in the schools now, and starting to find out. You know, that there's a little more than what all those old guys are telling them. You know. So let's see. Let's take a look at the time here. We got 9:46, and what do we got for the chat line? What's the chat number there?
Our chat number to call in is 646-478-0377.
Okay, I think I just put him on hold in the 978. So we have a 928. I think it just showed up. Yeah, that's a 9.
I don't see too well.
We can't see anything. We're getting old. Oh, hell.
Oh, no, there it is.
No, yeah. You see
that's
that one there?
Ashley.
Yeah, they're screwing the whole thing up. You know, we got a 978 and a 928.
And I'm not wearing my glasses.
You can't see squat. You know, it's just great. God, I love having a physical person who understands everything going on.
Yeah.
It's like, hey. Okay.
Making fun of me, that's all.
Well, no, you were making fun of me first. It's true.
But it's so easy.
Actually, before you know what was great was I have a story to tell. I opened up the studio, and I went out of my way to clean this because, as an honor to have somebody usually the floor's a little dirtier, the things are kind of spread out.
Yeah, it looks
but
nice.
I cleaned it all up, but I got the massage chair. I have an iPod massage chair from Sharper Image, and it's a great chair. You know, when my back's giving me trouble, I just go sit in the chair, so. She comes in, she says, and I mentioned the chair, and she's looking at it, and she says, sits down, and I say, give it a try. So she gets in it, and it starts doing the pounding motion on her back. Well,
it's slow, it's nice, the things are going up and down a little, but then all of a sudden, this thing starts, like, sheeting your back, and my whole body is
shaking. It took her upper carriage and shook it in a way that I was sitting there going, wow, that's different.
Yeah, he was enjoying it a little too much.
No, it was you finally grabbed hold and hung on. That was the best part. I'm laughing at you. Anyway.
Girls were bouncing.
Oh, yeah. It was. You can use a chair anytime. Anyway, 928, we have you on the air. Who have we got? And love to have you on here.
Hi. This is Ashley. I'm Dominica's granddaughter.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to call in because I thought you guys would like this story that I have.
Oh,
okay.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So there's this place in, the area that I live in, and it's called Angela's Grave, I think. And it's about this, it's like a myth. This little girl died there. She fell off the bridge, but her grave really is there. Like, her grave is right there at the end of the bridge. It's got a fence around it. You can walk up to it. And did you say something?
No, nothing. I'm just sitting here.
Oh, okay. I went there with two of my friends, and you can't, just go up and park there. Like, you have to go up the hill and then turn around and come back. because there's like, I don't know, there's a guy that lives there and he will chase you off like a shotgun because he gets so mad when people go there. But we were going to go and we were heading up the hill and this little thing of fog, and it was so clear, like in the shape of a person, like it was like the edges were just like, it was so weird. It came right up in front of my car. And it was, like, bopping across the road, kind of. And then it came around the window, and it, like, hung out next to my head for, like, 10 seconds while I was driving, like, in my moving car. And then we were going. I was freaking out. I was like, oh, my God, like, what is this? And we kept going, and then it went away, and this huge thing of fog came and just, like, went in front of my car, and then it just ended. And then we were seeing them, we looked out, and you could see them just, like, everywhere. And I was freaking out. Like, they were like, stop the car so that Colton could drive, but I couldn't even stop it. I was like, I just kept going. That was so scary.
Where was this at? You know, what part of the country?
This is in Prescott, Arizona.
Oh, Prescott.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're going to be going through the area. We're going through there in September, and... Yeah, that's the experiences I've had in Nevada and out into Arizona. Nighttime driving, you know, areas that there is activity going on, you see these things. And that's neat, I mean, that you had that experience. When did this happen?
It happened the night before last.
Oh, my God.
And did this thing come in your car, you said?
No, it was just, like, chilling out next to my window, like, following me, kind of.
Are you gifted psychically at all, or do you have do you have a lot of these kinds of experiences psychic and
I people tell me that I seem like it, but I haven't actually like tried to get in depth with it and be like, oh, I'm gonna go to like psychic classes or whatever. Like I think it's just like it's just. I see a lot of things that other people, like, don't see. And, like, I don't want to, like, say it, but because it's, like, I don't want them to be like, oh, you're crazy.
You know what? You're not crazy. Absolutely not. We've all had these experiences. You know, you're on in a very friendly place where, you know, people, you know, gather together and talk about this stuff because it happens. And, you know, I mean, oddly enough, just between shows, Karen and I were walking up to the ranch house to get refill our drinks. Karen sees a blue orb, mm-hmm. booking by. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
right
we have an experience
here
right here.
Studio here.
But you know, I'll point out something that stands out in your experience that maybe you didn't consider. Two nights ago was full moon. And,
really?
Yeah, and that would be absolutely a time when there would be probably the maximum amount of energy from the moon coming in and hitting the Earth at that time, and it just does seem. It seems like new moons and full moons seem to stimulate paranormal activity. So you had it right on the mark, you know, that's something that was really neat there. The only thing I'll caution you on is going around crazy people with live people with shotguns who are a little bit, you know, filter is probably not the best for your health, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the dead are not going to hurt you. It's live ones, it was stupid, you know?
I'm more worried about live people than dead people.
Yeah, so just be careful with, old man Jenkins there, you know, a Scooby-Doo. You know?
Yeah, my girl said the same thing. She's like, don't get out of the car. Because, like, what you're supposed to do is get out and walk across the bridge. And you can, like, people can have, like, felt things trying to pull them toward the edge of the bridge. And there's also, a lot of people said that they can see little kids playing merry-go-round or like, ring around the Rosie a lot. And it's weird because, like, at both ends of the bridge, whichever way you're going, it says to go slow because there's children at play. And then right down the street from that is what's called, like, the witch's tree. And it's, like, this big, huge, like, the biggest tree out there, and it's dead. And it's right on the side of the road, but it's so thick. Like, you could not break. There's no little twig sticking off of it. It's all the trunk and the, like, huge part that reaches, branches, and then there's nothing coming off the branches, and it's growing out of these big pointed rocks, and I guess, like, a long time ago, I guess they used to hang people who they thought was witches on there, and there's this this kid that died not too long ago, and his parents hung themselves on the tree. And every time you go there, you just get, like, this weird feeling, like, there's usually a crow sitting on it, like, all the time. And,
yeah.
Like,
you know,
hey, John, this might be a place we might have to check out.
It's very powerful. I mean, I'd like you to kind of stay in touch with us on this, because if we do get through Prescott there, it would be interesting to check that out.
Yeah.
On the way through.
I could, like, that would be so cool. I could, like, meet you there, and I could, like, show you, like, where everything happened. And
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's something that you said that stands out in my mind. And, you know, one of the things, the ring around the rosy comment. Do you know, I'm going to ask you, do you know the origin of ring around the rosy?
Somebody told me once, but I don't really remember.
Okay. It actually came about from, the pandemic flu of 1918. There were, children were basically, made that song up in reference to all the people who were, going around, kind of almost spinning in circles, and then they would all fall down because they were falling down dead within a matter of hours of contracting the pandemic flu. And so that was actually a song that came out of
yeah, and
that.
And the posies, they carried posies.
Yeah, because they were going
to.
Yeah.
To try to ward off not getting sick or something.
Well, yeah, it was kind of a combination, and plus they had their own funeral flowers on them when they were dying, you know. I mean, it was really a macabre thing. It's a symbol of death, and everything you say about that, there's like a death thing going on. And the crow is another metaphysical, powerful symbol that of death and transformation and things like that. So, you know, sounds like you got yourself a first-class portal and haunt right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I mean, all three of us, I'm going out there again tonight with the same person. But we, I don't know. It was just weird because I didn't think that all three of us would see it. Like, when I saw it, I was just like, I didn't even know what to say. And then Jamie started freaking out, and I was like, oh my God, she saw it too. And then Colton started freaking out, and I was like, oh my God, all three of us saw it.
You're having good experiences. The thing is, be careful when you go out there at night. And, you know, when you look at these things, you know, make sure your safety. Number one thing in paranormal investigation, and I'm an absolute just terror on wheels about this, when you're doing night work and night investigation, especially in a highly active location, safety is your number one concern. So, you know, have your car where you know it's at, have flashlights, extra batteries. You know, don't go out there. You know, fully charged cell phones, good idea. You know, I'm just kind of like, you know, your dad coming here and telling you, okay, here's some of the things you got to think about. So,
usually there's no cell phone service down there. Like, sometimes there is if you have, like, a good cell phone. But, like, my phone, I have an MV2, which is kind of new, but it's still Verizon. Like, you'd think that I would have service, but I don't. Like,
well, yeah, just make sure you have more than one person with you. You know, if something happens, call out. You know, that's one of the things we do as a team. When we have something happen and we, you know, I'll sight an apparition or I'll have an experience or like tonight, Karen stopped, didn't panic. She told me what was happening, kept calm. You know, if something is standing there looking at you, you group together and you just, if you're scared, admit it and then try to call in your guides, whoever you want. And project white light, and generally entities, and you tell them back off, you know, and they will. They're trying to get your attention. The fact that this thing flew up next to your car and was checking you out, that was a direct invite to communicate. Now, whatever this is about, you know, you might want to take an audio recorder and see if you pick anything up. You know, that would be my advice. But respect the property boundaries, true. You know, don't go in there and. You know, stir things up. Now, the guy with the shotgun bothers me a lot. you know, he's a little off center, and if he's living in the middle of that, he's probably a little imbalanced already from whatever the energy is there. Definitely a lot of death. Yeah, it's a very death. The feeling I get is it's been that way through multiple generations, all the way back to American Indian times. You know, it's much. You know, this is very old. I would not be surprised if you burial grounds there or something.
Yeah. The only thing, like, the whole thing about the little girl, like, the only thing that scares me is because I've always had dreams ever since I was little about this girl that has, she's a little girl and she's got black hair and she's tan and she's got blue eyes. And I've had so many dreams about her, and I've had dreams that she can go, like, into, she's a girl, she has two, like she was punched in the eyes, but you can tell that her eyes are blue, like she has black eyes,
yeah.
Like she was punched or something, and she attacks people, but doesn't attack me, like she just wants to scare me, and she goes into, like, she can, like, go into other people's bodies, but you can tell it's her because they'll have her black eyes. And, like, I've had so many dreams about that, and, like, it started up really bad when I lived by this school called Taylor Hicks, and it's, like, an elementary school, and I guess there was, like, a newspaper article that she, like, got murdered there or something, but that was just what somebody said. I don't even believe that she was actually killed there. It's just, like,
well,
I went there one time at nighttime with my friend Caitlin and somebody else, and my phone went dead, and I heard something talking, and I looked at my phone, and I opened it, because when you open it, it goes on speaker, and there was no number, there was just, like, the timer of how long it had been on there, and it was like, you could hear muffled sounds in the background, and you could hear, like, a little girl, like, talking, and so I freaked out, threw my phone, and broke it, and it was just, it was like,
yeah. See, you know, the thing is, you really listen here, because this is important. The electronics, spirits can affect electronics very, very easily. Electronics are operating at rates of vibration, you know, literally, because we have to do radio frequencies and things like that. That's easy for spirits. It's this whole electronic age that we're in right now is like a renaissance to them, because they've got the perfect medium now for being able to communicate with us. In the past, it was relying on, you know, on true mediums, you know, who, and psychics who could connect to them and do things. And now it's kind of a neat thing, because we have both ways of doing that, and it mixes. And that's what we do in this show, you know, because, I mean, I do medium work here, but the electronics are extremely easy for them to affect. And that's why there's all these neat devices coming out, and we're trying all these techniques. And the other side's doing things, too. They're working with us and trying to get this to work. This little girl came through on your cell phone because she could. She has an understanding of how to manipulate the device. And, that's a very common thing that's talked about in the paranormal world. But, telephones, answering machines, voice recorders, which we use in the field, which are reliable tools for gathering EVP. You were having your first EVP experience with this spirit, and it's not surprising at all. I just said you broke the phone, freaking out. You know, I was like, oh my god. I mean, it's just. But you know, the next time it happens now, you know. You know, she just wants to talk to you. You know, she's trying to ask her questions back.
Yeah, and the thing that I think, like, I don't know, I've had these dreams since I was little, and, like, even, actually, they started when I was in, like, 7th grade, and that was when I lived in a totally different state. Like, I lived in Missouri when they started, and then I moved to Illinois, and they kept going, and then I moved to Prescott, and then they got really bad, and there's, like, a certain feeling that I get, like, when she's, like, I can tell when she's around. Like, I know she's a real little girl, and, like, I felt that feeling when that thing was looking in my window. And it's just the weirdest thing, because, like, maybe she knew the whole time that I would end up going to that bridge and, like, seeing her grave or something. Like, it could be that girl.
Now, you've already just revealed that you've been having a lifetime of these things happening. Do you know what your ability is called?
I have no idea.
It's called clairsentience. You have the ability to feel spirit, and you are obviously, you also are seeing them. So, you know, you have the great luck and fortune of having some very unique gifts, and it's something that you can definitely expand on. It's up to you as to what you want to do with that. Now, how old are you?
I'm 17.
Okay, you're a young adult, and you're here. You are. You've managed to somehow escape from the schools and all those crazy adults who've tried to convince you that the world is a rational place. and your mind has been left with this wonderful gift. You're a very unique young lady, and I would strongly encourage you to, whatever you decide to do with this, keep your mind open to this stuff, and then seek out people who are ethical, who have your best interest in mind in helping you develop your skills and your gifts. You're remarkable, and the fact that you're saying all the right things, and you're saying the things, and you can hear truth in what you're saying. So you are you're very natural at this, and I suspect that this spirit little girl, I would be thinking that spirit guide. That's what that's what was kind of striking my mind here, as well as others, is that you have one of your guides. It may be your primary guide. So you may want to, talk to some of the people locally in the area. Now, Prescott, is that your Sedona?
Yes, it is.
Sedona is a remarkably active location. And there, if you ever go there, anybody in the audience, I've been there twice, and the energy levels just, my experiences go through the roof when I'm there. It's just insane. And the fact that you're living right on top of that and having these experiences, really kick up for you is not surprising to me at all. It's so you're going to be, you're right in the capital city for mediums and people with natural abilities who are flock there anyway, so you're not going to have any trouble finding help.
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. Are you a little scared of it? Is that part of it?
No, it doesn't really scare me. I'm just like, I don't know. I've always had a thing about, like, how I think that little girls are scary. I don't know why. But,
well,
I don't know.
Well,
it's just like a certain feeling I get when I... It's not like, I've seen, like, paranormal-ish things happen, but, like, when I feel, like, her presence, it's, like, a weird feeling. Like, it's not a bad one necessarily, but it's just, like, different. Like, it's just, like... I can feel her. It's weird.
Well, you need to really, at this point, I mean, I would say, keep exploring it and keep a journal of when the contacts happen. Write down what you were feeling at the time. To trust your first impressions that come through. Mediumship is often a case of being able to look at what's the first fleeting image that comes to your mind, the first fleeting feeling that hits you. Write that down and get it on paper, because when you start trusting the first impressions, the first things that come through, your accuracy will improve. I had someone that I was dealing with in England the other day, and it had to do with, I'm not going to say the name of the person, but it had to do with she was on a ship and was one of the psychics touring with the medium Derek Acora. Now, he had been on, on the Living TV channel on Most Haunted and all that, and a lot of people have a lot of very strong opinions about Most Haunted, but it had nothing to do really so much with him. But she was talking, and she didn't tell me his name, and we were talking through chat just on Facebook, and the first thing that came to my mind was the name John or Johnson, and I wrote that down, and I said, do you know anything about the name John or Johnson? She goes, no. And she goes, the person I was working with was named Derek. And then she goes, do you know who this Derek is? And I go, no. I've heard of Derek Acora. And she says, well, that's the guy that I was with. So I said, let me check something. So I go out and I look on the Wikipedia and pull up, and his actual name is Derek Johnson.
That's weird.
So, yeah, so what I'm showing you is trust the first instincts. Have a little notepad and pencil, or just something to write on. When those things come through with this little girl, write it down. No detail is too small. If you see her in a pink pinafore, write it down. If you see her, with a ring on her finger, or she's carrying a book and you can read the title of the book, write the book title down. Those are messages from her, and she's going to be giving you more. She's been working her butt off to get your attention, and she's like, keeps showing up. She's got something to tell you, there's something there. And and not only that, if you surround yourself with white light, you do the things that are protective, your guides will cluster around you. If she's one of them or she's working with them, that will all come out in the wash. But so, you know, I guarantee you, you know, you put a little work into this, you're going to find out a lot more, and it will open up to you because you've got the ability.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Well, thank you for that.
Well, thank you for coming. I mean, it's just, stay in touch with us. I really just have a good feeling about your ability and your gift. You are very gifted. Find the right people who are care about you, and definitely involve your parents. If your parents are around, take them to meet whoever these people are. But take the time to try different groups out and see who you like and who fits best with you, and then they will be able to help you. And this is a growth process. I've been doing this now. I had my first paranormal experiences at 5 years old, and it's been in fits and starts, my whole life. But ever since I was about 27, 28, when it really started kicking in hard. And the fact that you're having it at this level, at this early age, it's a good thing. Look at it for what it is, and stay in touch with us. We want to hear where you go.
Yeah, I hope we get to see you when you come out that way.
Yeah.
All right, my grandma has your email address, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Ashley, and I've got your number written down here. So we just, we'll put it in our itinerary to give you a call before, okay?
Okay.
Okay, dear. All right.
Okay.
See, 48 minutes remaining. Let's see, we're at, I think we got plenty of time. Yeah, let's see. We haven't had any soul streams yet. The number is, Karen?
The number is 646-478-0377 to call in and get a soul stream.
Okay, and meanwhile, we'll actually take a short break. We'll do station identification. And let's see. Well, what we will do is I will be pulling up, if I can get the menu to come up. I got my computer giving me a little fit here. But we've got, I have the EVP here we can play, right? I've already got it all ready to go. So we'll play that here in a minute. So we're going to go ahead and take a couple of minutes and be right back. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
You are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com.
filmed on location with the men of the Imperial Forces. All suspects are guilty, period. Otherwise, they wouldn't be suspect, would they?
And we're back, and Karen has stepped out in the doorway right now looking at the bugs flying at the light here. It's up to outside our little studio here. And we are back, so I've got her mic turned down. Anyway, we have a caller out there from 978 who does not have their hand up, so I think we'll just leave that one sitting there. We promise we're going to have, I see the chat room is filled up quite a bit, a lot of folks out there. Thank you all for being here tonight. It's wonderful to have you guys. And, yes, we have the beautiful and talented Karen Bergman is here with me to my right, and she is now, her mic is live. And she was out staring into the wilderness. I have no idea what you were doing out
there.
It's
dark out there.
Yeah, it is. It's like it's great, isn't it? And it's extremely haunted out to our left. We have a woman buried about 300 feet to your left over there.
Anna?
Yeah, Anna. And then we have two Joker ghosts that come in here and mess with us now and then. So, but we had our friend Spencer Hughes from Fox Across America is on our team. And he gave me a call about 30 minutes pre-show to Kathy's wonderful show that I'm on every Thursday at 8 o'clock, and so we were sitting here in studio and playing him on the studio monitor. He was telling us about this thing he got, this EVP he got in this house with this overweight woman who had died some time back, and it was just wild. It's roughly, let me look at the seconds here. It's roughly a 57 second. About a minute worth of EVP here. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play this, and we'll turn the mics down and let you guys hear this. You're going to hear Spencer and his wife talking, but in the background, you are going to hear singing, and this is not them. It's this woman, and you literally can hear a woman's voice singing along. So I'm going to go ahead and hit this and give it, let you guys listen in. Here we go, and let's see if it comes through. Whoops, I had that highlighted the wrong way. Sorry, guys. Let me go back to the beginning. We actually caught a man and a woman's voice that were in addition. But what we'll do for tonight is just play the just the whole thing and let you guys hear the woman's voice. It really sticks out. So here we go.
We are at a house where the previous owner committed suicide. And Paula is at the door because I'm too chicken. I'm going to put the thing on. Can I do that?
Yeah.
If you hear a blood curdling scream, you think you can come in after me? Actually, I could leave a recorder here, huh?
Yeah. Right there.
Is there any electricity? Did I cut the power?
I haven't seen the power.
See, there it is again.
I don't think I'd do well in it. I really want to do like an abandoned insane asylum or something in about these. But if I can't handle this, I don't think I could do that, could I?
You know, the thing I like about Spence is he's like so honest with his fear. I took him out to a really haunted cemetery called Bryant Cemetery, about 4 miles from here, in the dead of night, and we were surrounded by shadows, and you could see them moving around us, and they were pissed off. They did not like us being there. And they were saying, I got one EVP saying, don't come back here and do EVPs again. And I was like, oh, okay. But there's one session here. Let me go back. I think this is at 41 to 45. Okay, we actually caught not only the woman, but you actually hear a male speaking, and he's saying something about yes. So I'm going to put this on repeat. Here we go.
Yes.
Right there.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's a really good capture. This is the kind of thing you can do when you just don't plan an investigation. You see a target of opportunity. One of the things we really are big on and I recommend to people who are doing this kind of work is keep an audio recorder with you at all times. You know, a few extra batteries, a digital camera. That's all you need. And if you really, if you've got a K2, great. If all else fails, have a compass with you. you can use a compass, and the other side can actually make compasses do strange and wild things. So we carry all these little things with us all the time, and I pretty much don't go anywhere without an audio recorder. And, you know, these things still, you know, crop up in my area. I'll see a place I've never been, and I'll give it a shot. He struck gold with this one. It was just an amazing thing. And so definitely check into that. It's a good deal. Now, we don't have anybody calling in, so if we don't get any soul streams, we'll do one for ourselves. To heck with that.
Okay.
You know, so anyway, but let's see. And call out the number again just so we...
The call-in number is 46-478-0377.
Yep, and if nobody calls, we're going to do a Bodhi. We'll do our own Bodhi one and see what we get. I'll just ask some questions, actually. Yeah, let's have you ask the questions. That would be good. Sure, you ask the questions, and we'll do that. So we'll do something here in studio and just go forward. But I've got in front of me if you go out to our website, www.ghost-writer-investigations.com site, and you look for Bodhi in the search in our search engine there, you will find there's a bunch of EVP audio, and you know, we have a back in our 2009 investigations case folder, we have about 15 EVPs here. But I'm gonna play only a couple here. I'm not gonna bore you guys too much with this stuff. But let's see, there's one here that sounds so bloody real, like it's a real person. It's scary. And we were actually behind one of the, there's like a movie theater there. And this thing just was astounding, is how clear it was. And now I'm just waiting for it to load. Here we go. It's basically, it says, "You're all bleeding."
Wow.
You hear that?
Wow.
And so it's this guy.
Wow.
I mean, it's just, you know, this is the kind of stuff you get at Bodhi. I mean, it's really good, you know, high quality EVP. Now, there's a lot of winds there. So when we go in, we're going to be very careful about, we learned the hard way about being in the outdoors with the amount of wind in that area. Now, we had another experience in one of the buildings. Okay, and we see a caller. We saw 604, I did see you. So we'll play this last one, and then we'll answer it for you. So we have Stop Teasing Ghosts. This was actually in the downtown of Bodhi, in one of the more restored buildings where we were able to get inside and actually be out of the weather. And this one, we were getting some strange, you know, K2 in there. But this one's funny. We just love it. It's Stop Teasing Ghosts, and you'll hear it. It's kind of the sing-songy voice that we get with EVP. So I'm loading the page, and here we go. Right there. Stop teasing ghosts. That was not us. Now, it says either stop teasing ghosts or out teasing ghosts, and we still haven't decided what exactly that is.
It sounds like a bit of an accent.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of a, we're not sure if it's a man or a woman. I still think it's like a young male voice, and some of us have been saying, oh, you know, it's a female. One last one, and then I'll pick up the line here. Yeah, we got this as we were walking into Bodhi. Uncle Jess is being said. Here we go. Uncle Jess. So, yeah, there's just, this is why we're so excited about going back, because just the amount of high-quality evidence we got out of that place, it's just astounding. So, go out and check our EVPs on the website. You can download them, listen to yourself, and offer your feedback, always like that. But 604, we're going to go ahead and bring you on, and you are now on the air with us. What's your name and where are you from?
Vancouver, Michael.
Michael!
Hey.
Michael! Dude!
Hey, how are you?
do you know where the K2 or not the new one? We have a new ovulus, and it your name is all over this thing. Dude.
Really? Do I get to break it in?
You get to break it in, man. If there's anybody who wants to do this, it's you.
Right.
Now you may be a little disappointed because we don't. Well, you know, it's not talkative as the other one. So.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But we have that one here just in case.
I have to be careful because I have to be careful because I did a karaoke contest one time, and during the song, I broke the machine.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to break it in, so I sort of take that back. Anyway.
No, I've got the warranty. Bill, if you break it, Bill Chappell will fix it for us. There's
all right.
No problem there. But are you calling in to do a little soul stream with us? Or?
Sure. Yeah. I just spontaneous, so I wasn't too sure on what to ask or whatever. So what's sort of the topic tonight? You were saying soul streaming? And
It could be anything. Since you always come in with the unique stuff, so, I mean, yeah. It's pretty much open to whatever you want to do, my friend.
Okay. Well, there's something current. We received another new crop circle, and, yeah, I'll ask a question about that.
Okay, and I'm getting a little bit of strange stuff with this. We're still learning on the learning curve here, so mm-hmm. You are the ideal guy to try this on. So we're going to go ahead and fire it up. Okay, and I'm going to start the recorder up. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And actually, I'm going to stop. I stopped it. Wow.
Really talking.
Go ahead and start asking your questions there.
Okay, whoever is coming through there, not anybody particularly. Tell us about the crop circle. What does it mean, the newest one? Bun?
For the sentence, remember, puncture, hurt, tremor. Sorry, Boyer.
Wow.
Okay, so you're working with vortexes?
Keep going.
Mechanism, light, stream, brine, cloud, lead, septimeter, fair.
Galactic alignment.
A hurdy, lead, axe, crash. Ambition, strength, set, plan, form, carpet.
Okay, we're going to stop it here.
Okay. Well, that was kind of interesting.
Thought?
Okay.
That, it's got a habit. And what's funny, when you turn it off, it starts picking up 60 hertz oscillations here in the studio. So I have to actually over and disconnected as soon as it's different than the other one. I mean, what a different device.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is,
it felt different too. Yeah,
it feels way different. And you know what was strange is it's coming up with Hunter. Did you hear the Hunter things on there?
I didn't quite catch everything because I'm on the phone, so I don't have my headphones, so I'm not catching all in stereo.
Yeah, it was saying something about Hunter. And see, this is the thing this one does. It's just really weird. I mean, it just gets really talkative, and it just starts going crazy.
I have to say this, I had it on earlier, and I was walking around the property with it on for, 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
Uh-huh.
And it didn't say anything.
Really?
I got nothing. Yeah, and now we just turned it on, and it's going off like crazy.
Yeah, it just is. It's pretty much telling me that we had somebody here, you know, kind of checking in on things. Now, you know, the thing that I always hate is when we step on each other. You know, it's like you're trying to ask a question, and then they're coming through. So, this is a little different than our normal ovulus ring, and so I'm going to do my best to make this work. It's, you know what? I'm in the wrong. I'm going to just undo that. Let's just see what we get. The first few words, I'm going to try this and see what we get.
Nine, auto, nail.
Okay, I'm going to
fine
put it
tunnel,
on.
Nail.
Time, auto,
oh, time
nail.
Tunnel. Time tunnel, nail.
Nail, nine, auto.
Fine.
Nail,
tunnel,
nail. Nail.
Yeah, fine
auto.
Tunnel nail.
Nail.
You're thinking?
Yeah, it's just the first thing that came to me. Yeah,
fine tunnel nail. Now let me play the next couple
or
words.
I thought it was time tunnel.
Yeah, fine tunnel.
Time tunnel fail.
Fail.
Could be a time tunnel failed.
Fail,
maybe.
I'll put question marks around that.
Yeah.
Let's try 3 to 5 seconds and see what the next set says.
Paula.
Wow.
Really?
Paula.
Paula.
Paula. my mother's name, Paulette. Paulette is my mother's name.
Paulette?
Yeah, it's my mom's name. But she's still alive.
It's saying, so it's some, whatever this is kind of, you know, getting real specific. This is better than we've ever gotten with an ovulus. I mean, usually it's just, you know, short bursts, and this was, like, purposeful. Let's keep going. I'll get through the where we were talking and see what we get here. Go ahead and start asking your questions there.
Okay, whoever is coming through there, not anybody.
Okay, right there.
What was he saying? Hunting something, something.
Yeah, I'm gonna take it. That's from 10 seconds to two. Here we go.
Whoever is coming through there,
hunting.
Not anybody.
Okay. Hunting something connector. Let me try that again.
Hunting.
Not anybody.
Hunting.
Not anybody.
Hunting.
Not anybody. Hunting dog expert.
It's actually saying hunting connector.
Connector.
And
okay.
Yeah, it connect her.
Mm-hmm.
Does your mother have similar? You know, kind of leanings like you do with
Well, that's where I got it from. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so somebody is wanting to talk to your mother is what I'm kind of getting here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using you and your you know, whole penchants for this and doing the stuff you're doing with us mm-hmm. to get through to that. So I would be consulting a medium or doing some of this kind of thing if you've got recorders or whatever.
Well, I got to go see my mom tomorrow. She reads cards.
Yeah, just tell her that. Well, then, yeah, just have somebody come through and see.
Yeah.
Let's try the next set here. Let's see, 14 seconds on. Here we go.
Tell us about the crop circle. What does it mean?
Okay, what does it mean? And then he shoots off right off with this next word. Let's see what we got. Beckoning. They're beckoning you. This is it's like that, you know, when people beckon you to come to them, this is basically an invitation. Is basically what I'm kind of reading out of what that guy's saying. So let's try the next three words and see what we get.
Fun.
Or feed.
Okay, I'm going to try the going to move it over a little bit here.
Or feed. Sentence. Or feed. Sentence.
Or
feed. Sentence. Or feed. Sentence.
He's talking
for bid.
Sentence.
Or bid.
Force or like force feed sentence.
Oh,
I
force
think
feed.
What he's saying force feed. I think what he's talking about, he's trying to figure out how the device works and force feeding sentences into it. And
well, that's kind of interesting because there's 4 points on it, on this crop circle. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Four it's like the Ezekiel's wheel. Yeah.
On the crop circle. Okay, that's starting to. That's interesting. I mean, and remember, audience, this is all subjective. I mean, you know, we're not science. Even though we're quite, you know, we work and we do all these things. We're on the bleeding edge here. Let's see, 26 and a half to 30 seconds. Let's try the next series. Here we go.
Remember, Hunter. Remember.
That was easy. Yeah. Mirror, remember, Hunter.
Hunter.
Remember, Hunter.
Mirror could also be the portal.
Remember.
What's that first word?
Mirror.
Let me try that. Let me put that on repeat.
Get?
I'm not sure. Brave?
Maria?
Brave, remember, Hunter.
Maria.
Maria. Okay, I'm going to write down Maria.
Is there a goddess hunter named by something like Maria or something?
Well, Diana is often in the Greco and other pantheons is the huntress. Let me try that again. Let's play it one more time.
Hunter is very
Maria.
It almost sounds to me like brave, but I mean, I'm stretched. But, you know, what's interesting, remember Hunter, and we had Hunter before at the very beginning.
Yeah.
So it seems to be some sort of, there's continuity with us. That's the interesting part. We've never had continuity so well, you know, right off with an Oculus Read. Definitely worth the investment on this device.
Sure.
30 seconds to 35. Here we go. Earth tremor, sorry, we're. You know, we've been talking about earthquakes. Earth tremor, we're sorry, we're. Okay, now the next set is coming through 37. It looks like we did a little talking and stepping on it, so let's just see what we get. 37, 40. Here we go.
Wow. Okay, so you're working with
ground plummet. So they're talking about some sort of event with the Earth, ground plummeting.
And that's,
so,
a drop, and, like a sinkhole or something, right?
Yeah, plummet. A ground plummet, you have a slip strike fall, something like that, where the it's an upward and downward thrust of the Earth in some place. So something about an Earth. Let's try the next series is 44 to 49. Let's see what we get. Keep going.
Mechanism and light stream grind.
Oh, let me put that. Keep going.
Mechanism and light stream grind.
Keep going.
Mechanism and light stream grind.
Keep going.
Mechanism and light stream grind.
Okay, maximum mud stream grind. Now that, I'll tell you what makes perfect sense to me, especially Southern California.
Yeah.
Southern California has a
mudslide.
Exactly, and the streams just become killers with mud flow and all that. If you had an earthquake, and you had something like that with the weather combined, it would be a horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
It could just remember that neighborhood down by Malibu that where all the houses got inundated and it killed all those people and it was just terrible.
I visualized all that.
That's, I think, talking about is this thing kind of thing could happen. 49 to 53 is the next set. Let's see what we get here. Looks pretty tightly compressed, too. Let's see what we get.
Cloud, lead, deftimeter, fair, cloud, lead, deftimeter. Fair, cloud, lead.
Cloud, lead, September Fair.
September Fair?
Yeah. September Fair or September 3rd?
Interesting. Wow.
3rd or 4th, something like that. It's. I'm just going to write down a number of things there, but clearly in September.
Mm-hmm.
And cloudy. So it's
not going to cloud, lead. Yeah.
Cloud, lead, September Fair. Okay, here we go. I'm just going to play this one just real quick. So I think it's us.
Galactic alignment.
Okay, so you were talking galactic alignment.
Mm-hmm.
We're closing in on the end of this here. Boy, you stimulated this thing to get going, boy. 58 to 102. Here we go.
A hurdy, med, axe, crash. A hurdy, med, axe, crash. A hurdy, med, axe.
Okay.
Axe.
Property.
Crash.
Men. Crash. Axe. Crash. It's like they're having to chop people out of this, or something. Chop them. Yeah, cut people out of their property is kind of what it's saying, I think. Okay, we're closing in on the end. 102 and a half to 106. Here we go.
Ambition. Strength. Set. When. Ambition. Strength. Set. When ambition strength set. When ambition strength set. When ambition strength set.
I'm not sure what that first word is.
Ambition strength.
Ambition
strength set. And I forgot the last one.
And it's saying, and I'm hearing land at the very end. Let me highlight that one word, and it's good to have all these ears listening.
Land.
Land or land.
Yeah.
Land or land, yeah.
or oh, plan. Land.
Yeah. Ambition, trait, set, Lynn. It's almost, it would be as if people want to rebuild after mm-hmm. something like this. You know, mm-hmm. so there's people are going to come together kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which, that's why Americans are at our best. You know, right now we're all fighting cats and dogs, but, mm-hmm. you know, when the crap hits a fan, I mean, everybody yep. pulls together. That's what's mm-hmm. great about us. Mm-hmm. Okay, 107 through 112. Let's play the last part. Here we go.
Torn. Carpet.
Okay, we're going to stop it here. Okay, so let me highlight those two. Here we go. Here we go.
Torn. Carpet. Thorn. Carpet. Thorn. Carpet.
Yeah, thorn and a carrot.
Carpet.
I don't know.
Carpet.
Carrot? What do you get?
Parapet.
Thorn.
Thorn parapet.
Thorn.
Thorn parapet.
Is that word in ovulus?
That is a word. It's actually, he's got 2,000 words. But see, ovulus, the ovulus will say things that are not in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a strong feeling some of these words are not in here. So let's take a look here. And how's the chat room doing? How's everybody doing over there?
Oh, they're chatting away.
And thank you guys for...
The Logos is asking, why was the ovulus used here instead of either EVP?
Well, for one, you know, Michael is a longtime visitor to our...
I'm going to beer.
And he loves the ovulus, and so I couldn't think of anybody better to test our new device out on than him. And so, and with the lack of callers calling in for regular EVP,
I had to come to.
We got to. We decided to go for it. So, but hey, let me go ahead and read back
that
the,
last
the,
that yeah. last message. I got another translation. It was foreign Arafat. Arafat. Foreign Arafat. Yeah, there's another sort of set of ears hearing something. But anyway, foreign Arafat.
Okay, I'll just write it down with question marks around
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
It's. I think that's going to be a talent. When they say stuff like this, it's usually it's
mm-hmm.
they're really trying to get a specific message across. And,
yeah. Well,
you know,
sorry?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, the whole question had to do with the crop circle and you know, sort of the stream of things have been going and connected synchronistically outside of the show to do with this is, what was I saying here? I lost a whole train of thought. I just lost it. It just disappeared. I guess I wasn't supposed to say it. Anyway, that's the first time it's happened.
Oh, God. It's, how old are you?
Dead airspace. Wow, I'm really embarrassed.
How old are you, my friend?
51. I'm the same age as you, bud.
Oh, gee, I thought you were younger than me. Christ, I was going to get a young guy.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Oh, God. I had you pictured as being about 25.
Oh, young at heart. I'm still a kid at heart. You know, like my motto is, it's never too late to have a happy childhood.
Oh, my God. That's cool.
I'm having mine right now.
Oh,
I'm still waiting to grow up.
That's what I
know. Let's see. I'm going
to
go ahead. I'm going
to
go ahead and extend because I thought I had to set. And we got 16 minutes remaining, but I'm going to go ahead and extend here a little bit.
Just
take a moment.
Okay.
And then we're going to
My old timers came back. I remember what I was talking about. It's the crop circle, how it was related to sort of like energetically healing the earth. So that's why that related. But anyway, sorry.
Oh, no. Let's see. I'm thinking.
Does any of this relate at all?
I can see the connections by all means.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's it seems to be, you know, answering the thing that I really liked that really told me that we did the right thing getting this new device is that it was purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I expected what I was expecting to happen was that it was not going to answer anything. It's just going to sit there quite like it's been all week. It would
mm-hmm.
pop off when I would do certain things, but it just, you know. It was just kind of like, you know, whenever. And they brought it on the air, you know, wham.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it started going, okay, now we're up to 44 minutes, so we're good to go, and we can do some more soul streams. If anybody does want to call in, get in there. We got open lines. And,
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I know this probably doesn't sound like a good idea, but
because it has so many words in it, wouldn't it be better maybe to not have so many words in it? And that way, if it,
actually, it
could pick up words that's not in it, and it would be more,
it's
you know.
Depend, you know, it's really kind of a judgment call because we're trying new devices out. You know, I'm gonna pit one against the other and see.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this: the difference is. I mean, Michael, you've done so many of these with us.
Yeah,
I
was
don't
just
going to
say that.
See
yeah.
the difference right off the bat, right?
Yeah, the older Ovalis was exactly like that, and it would actually, with a lesser vocabulary, it would come up with words. Now with this expanded vocabulary, well, I guess it comes with a expanded, made up, worded vocabulary. So.
Yeah, and what it was different about it is this was so much more quick, and the words were flowing more easily.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever Bill's done in here, he's done a hell of a job because I like it. I mean, I think it's. But what we'll do is we'll just pit one against the other over time and see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, I just don't because
you know, when it does spit out words that aren't in it, you know something's really going on then. When it's saying things that you know the words aren't in there.
Yeah.
So I figured if you have less words in there.
Well, we have the list of words. I'll be able to pull the list up and then have that. And we'll pull that. We'll put those words out where people can see those. And yeah, but I mean, it's our first time out the gate, you know, so
yeah.
The first time we've ever done
curious.
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What we got, though, is the painting here of what was said. It started off with Paulette, which is your mother's name, and fail, something like the word fail or nail. At first it said find tunnel, nail, or fail. So something about a tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says your mother's name, Paulette. And then it says hunting connect her.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that you got a spirit that's trying to get through to your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Then you mentioned the whole thing with the crop circle, and it says you know why are you doing the circle? And it says beckon.
Do you think hunting is a name?
I don't know. I think it's hunting
What I got was hunting the connector. I'm supposed to be hunting for the connector. That's when it came to me when you were talking. Yeah.
Okay, because it could be that they strung two words, the connect and her, together to say that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's very open to interpretation. I mean, you know, especially with ovulus, it's wow.
You got to give it a little latitude.
Yeah, and then it's something, fear something sentence, or I didn't write that down, fear such and such sentence. And or force feed sentence. There it is, force feed sentence. And I really think what it's saying is it's having some difficulty getting the device to do what it wants.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to have an
opinion. Right.
So that actually makes a lot of sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says brave or Maria or whatever, remember hunter. So the hunter thing keeps coming.
Mm-hmm.
Back through, and that's kind of rare to see that with an ovulus, two
that's
words.
I was thinking name, hunter.
Yeah, so brave, I was hearing brave, remember hunter, and something like that. So it's a name of some sort or reference to some sort of person, like an Indian, could have been an Indian.
Yeah,
or,
like a brave, a hunter, like a warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it jumps right to this thing. You were talking about, what was the third question that you kind of mentioned that you...
The crop circles, I think, maybe, or no.
And no, you went into one other thing. You went into something else, alignment, that was it. So I don't know that this was quite in terms of the galactic alignment answer.
Oh, right, the alignments, yeah.
We're ground plummet. So basically, Earth tremor, sorry, we're ground plummet. It's saying, I think, that Earth is going to go through this big change, and the ground's going to shift.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says maximum mind, something ground.
Maximum mind. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it says cloud led September fair, and I'm thinking third or fourth, and it's hard for me to. So it's even telling us a little bit about the weather when this, whatever this thing is doing when it happened. Property, men, axe, crash. So it's the axe is going to fall, and people are going to be cutting out people out with axes. Ambition trait, set land, set planned. But whatever it is people are going to be ambitious about what they're going to do in response to this. Then thorn parapet. And you said foreign Arafat.
Foreign Arafat.
Yeah, an Arafat is dead. I mean,
could it be like another name for like a guru or something? An Arafat, is that another terminology for it or not? I don't know.
I don't know. It's just completely
started.
But it really kind of tied in with all the earth change stuff we've talked about. I mean, you always come up with the big themes with when you talk about this stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's all I'm going to say to that is wow.
Wow, that's right. Thank you, Ovilus, and John and everybody else, of course.
So I'm going to save this and, export it. And, of course, I've got the wrong version of Audacity running, but I'm going to fix that later. Go in here. Here we go. I got the date now. July the 29th, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so let me just save that. And that was pretty meaningful. The difference that's what I like is the let's see session.
Interesting, anyway. Mm-hmm. I think it runs a lot better than the older.
Yeah, I just think that it's let's just keep playing around with it and see what we get.
Who do you have co-hosting with you, John?
Oh, I've got Karen Bergman here. Phoenix, Arizona, and she is the leader of GRI Phoenix, and she is
visiting
here. We're going to be going to Bodie tomorrow, and we're going to be leaving in the afternoon to go to Bodie, one of the most haunted ghost towns here in the western United States. So we're going to be out there having a great time.
Chase around some ghosts.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say hi to Karen. So hi, Karen.
Okay. All right, Michael. Well, hey, we'll let you go.
Thank you. Keep coming back,
my friend.
Take
care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we got that saved off, and I'm going to shut that one down, and then I'm going to open the right version of Audacity, because when I went to run the filters, I found out I had, there it is. For the audience, if you ever want to do this stuff, we use Audacity version 1.3, and it's called the Beta Unicode. So you just go to Beta. If you just do Audacity and you look for Beta in Google, you'll be able to pick this stuff up. And so we use off-the-shelf stuff. We don't try to turn too crazy. We do things that, that was interesting. Did it blow all to hell? Oh, the system has detected you have two copies of Audacity running. So it's basically complaining.
Can you ever run your digital recorder like while you're doing this?
Well, you know what's funny is Kathy and I have talked about it. We've actually gotten EVP on air and that's recorded in the audio stream for the show. I haven't done that much. I've had a few cases where we've gone out.
Here in the studio.
Oh, but yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, we've gotten these while we're doing the show, what I'll do is sometimes I'll do it on air. Other times what we do is I'll take a break, go out and ask anybody who's been, spirits who've been around the show, wherever I'm doing it, to comment. And then we go back in, we do an analysis right on the air,
You keep on sitting here.
Yeah.
You don't never know.
Yeah, it's just that, the trouble is you got to go back and you got to, and it's just, I'm basically doing the same thing here because I've got the computer.
Sometimes they don't speak on one thing and they speak on another.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Blue was sitting there, my friend in Tennessee was sitting there saying, is anybody going to do EVP? So, Blue, Karen's going to read the number off for you to call in so you can do that.
Just call 646-578-0377 and get your soul stream here today.
You're really good at that. God, you ought to be on radio.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, you are.
Oh,
that's cool.
This is.
God, we should be on like the AM radio, having like our own show or some shit like that. Yeah, call in and tell us your spiritual stories, on AM KFBK or something like that. Yeah, KFBK is right out here, so. Anyway, let's see, what do we got going here? Is anybody calling in? We've got a victim.
Oh, my God.
We've got somebody with a beating heart calling.
Well, sign me up.
That's later. Anyway.
I got ahead of myself, sorry.
978, you're on the air.
Hi, it's me back again.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Michael, long time no call.
No, it's Frank.
Oh, Frank.
Oh, Frank.
Sorry.
Frank's back. Okay.
Yeah.
Hell, I
yeah,
can tell.
I'm sorry.
You did.
You did. Yeah. You sounded like Michael first.
Yeah. Well, we were both confused. We're old.
Well, we're laughing.
Darn.
Oh, that's okay. Oh. He didn't sound bad.
What can we do for you?
Oh, well, since there's a lack of call-ins, maybe you can do more some streaming for me. So.
Sure. Yeah, we've let's give it a shot. Let me go ahead and put some. I just got some things moved around here.
Yeah.
And
as you do that, fun note, it might mean nothing, but well, you know, I have to press one, whatever, two, so you can see that I'm in there. When I press one, for some reason, the light went off in my room twice. Just a weird note.
What?
I wanted to point out.
That generally, when stuff like that's happening, you've got somebody around you, and they're probably, you know, signifying, hey, yeah, you're making a great choice.
But the first time ever happened, but so I feel I had to mention it.
Okay, well.
Do you have a digital recorder?
Oh, me?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in my room, but it's messy right now, so I don't know if I can find it.
Oh, I guess it might be a good idea to, you know, turn it on, see if you get anything.
Yeah,
I tried to do that before, but... Hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay. Oh, I tried to do that before, but I guess I wasn't very serious, so I didn't get anything. But I will find it tomorrow and definitely start looking on my own and let you know if I can pick up something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and fire up the FM here. Okay, I'm going to bring the source down a little bit. Let me see if I can... Okay, that's a little bit better. All right, so you got your question ready? One or two questions?
Yep, I have two.
Okay, here we go. We're going to do a five count. First, I'm just going to run a quick check to make sure I've got everything set right. So hang on just a sec. Here we go. Check recording. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Check recording, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, plenty of good audio tonight. All right, here we go, five count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hi, whoever is there. I want to know two things. If you could expand on why the message came the way it came last time I had soul streaming and exactly why I was driven to this specific professor at Princeton University. That's one, and the other will be... will the situation in New Mexico go through? Is it good for me? And whatever you can say about those two things. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, you were making some noise in the background, so we got some artifacts, and I've been writing down just about where those little things are. So those are sort of things that we kind of look at and go, oops, we've got to get rid of those when we do the filtering. So what we'll do is we're going to go ahead and just start immediately get to work on this. And now that I got the right version, I can do all the kind of neat things I do. So we're going to run click removal first and just check that out. I still am amazed at the fact that we got those names came through and were relevant to a scientific paper. I mean, that's out of left field. I mean, But the names, you know, it's funny. I shouldn't be surprised because so much of this is relevant, you know, when and we usually get, you know, I love it when I get the emails that come in and people go, that reading, it was so accurate. No, here's all the stuff that happened. Then you go, wow, cool. I'm loving it, man. Just keep sending this stuff in. And we have a great time with this. Okay, I'm playing what's called dynamic range compression. And let's take a look here. Okay, so see here, Karen, there's a spike there at 58. So what I do is I clip those out. You're going to lose a few words when you have some artifacts like that, so I just go through. You're actually the first person I really showed this to. So I'm going through and just clipping these little gotchas out. Now, that one I can live without it. I'll take it out. So you're going to get stuff like that when you do this kind of work. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to take a sample, and I just pick a random spot. And I grab, so what I look for is just a section where there's not too much peaks or valleys. And then I just take and highlight the whole selection. And then I apply the noise removal. And what that does is that takes kind of the averaged noise out of all of that. So now it runs some noise removal. And it's kind of like removing, now see that probably went a little too far. So what I'm going to do is I undid it. See, this is the stuff when I'm usually talking to you guys out there. So I'm kind of giving her a lesson on how this works. See, and now I'm going to take the noise reduction down to about probably 9 dB, 10 dB would be great. So I'm going to get the noise profile. And let me just try that again. Noise removal. Get noise profile. Come on. So it's set to 10. Now what will happen is, they're listening again, you know, and they're all talking too amongst themselves. So, and we love them to death. They're great. But we're gonna apply the noise removal, and you'll see the difference. And so what will happen is it'll be a little less dramatic than when we did 24 dB. And so, see, now it's a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Now you run an amplification, and basically I'm giving away the technique to everybody here. So it's going to go, if I click, allow clipping, that can let it go drive beyond the confines here. But and then I just go ahead and boost it up, and then you'll start seeing words form. And so you'll start seeing little things. And so right now, there's a low point. Now what I do on the second pass, I just go in and I grab like one of the low points, and it's like mining for gold, and that's literally what you're doing. You're mining for gold. I mean, you're getting the voices come through. They start washing out, and when you wash all the noise out, what's left is the voice, and they've been able to take and do whatever they had to modulate just enough so that I can get my part done, and I'm going to go ahead and remove again. Based on that last sample, and we generally have to do this about three times. So it's definitely a now. See, there's a little more coming in. I'm going to run an amplification again, and see, it really didn't do much there because there's a clip there. See here, I'm going to clip that out and see because he was making all that noise in the background. So kind of like what he's doing right now. We can actually hear him in there. He's sitting there doing something, man. He's got papers or something. So. Well, you know, it makes it a little bit longer, but what we do is we just clip all that out, and you don't have no fear. I used to freak out when it would happen. I'm going, damn, I'm going to lose this reading. But now I just go in and I just get savage with the clipping. And see, there's some more there. So I'm going to clip these out. He's got like a bunch of them here. So we just go through. I'm going to take that whole thing out. I'm just going to take the whole thing out. See, don't there's no fear because they on the other side sense this stuff too. They know it's going to happen, and so yeah, if we lose a word or two, big deal. But you know, we're going to get enough that we'll do just fine. So now you see the amplification. I can go to 7.7, and what happens next is we start seeing more. Now see how you're getting more phrasing, and so what we do is I just keep at it. And it comes out every time. I mean, Debbie Caruso and all the folks from, and Kathy will love me for saying this, Little Circle, because we can't say Big Circle anymore. Okay. Little Circle, because it's trademarked, and we have to be careful. So We are talking about the little circle from
trademark.
That's right. You got to be careful with these things. So we are learning now. See, that's coming out a little more.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is grab this minimum peak here. Do it again. This is why I get all these people talking to me, and I'm doing all this stuff, and everybody's going, you know, what's he doing? Oh, this is what I'm doing. I'm doing all this crazy stuff that I learned as I figured it out.
Well,
now you see the right
circle instead.
Well, yeah, circle,
a
little circle. Now you see the right channel. You see here when I talk about
it's
the right channel.
Circle.
See how much bigger the peaks are on the right versus the left. See how much bigger that is. That's what I call the right channel bias, because it comes through and you start seeing this. Now I'm gonna boost this again. One more pass. Yeah, and some of the noise you did, that's why we're having to do this little extra work. And I'm not criticizing you, Frank. It's because this stuff happens. But it's just, I'm just showing her what happens when you do this work. Now we're getting a lot of phrasing. You know, see, when I did that, I just clicked something wrong. But see how much more of the wordiness is coming through? So now, you know, when I apply that noise removal, now it's really going to start showing up. It's, you know, we're almost at the end of the whole deal. Now we got 23 minutes remaining, and so we're going to just do our best to get this. See now, see how nice this is. See all the wording coming through. So I'm going to grab that right there, because that's like a minimum amount, and this last wash through will get it for us, because I think we're pretty good. So they had a the thing you had there, Frank. They had a lot to say here. So it's definitely going to be interesting. I could say that. Okay, here we go. 10 dB reduction. It's kind of neat to have somebody in here.
But
just God,
there are ghosts in the chat room.
All right. Okay, here we go. It's going to be, it's going to start the, we'll start writing this all down. So we are going from 28 to 30 seconds. To answer your question, but first things first, let's do this. Let's play your question so that everybody's refreshed.
Oh, do you want to repeat the question, sir?
Yeah, I want to know a few things. If you could expand on why the message came the way it came last time, I had full streaming, and exactly why I was driven to this specific professor at Princeton University. There's one, and the other will be, will the situation in New Mexico go through? Is it good for me? And whatever you can say about those two things. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, go ahead and take a flashlight there, dear. Karen must leave for a moment, so we'll just have her while she takes care of what she has to take care of.
Oh, no, everybody knows. Public announcement.
Go tinkle. 27 and a half to 30 seconds, first phrase. And a strong phrase is always when we get the first communication. Here we go. Okay, it was. It took me a minute to see if it was a name or not, but really, the first major communication here. I'm really happy. We love you, and it's kind of along the lines of this last communique we had with them regarding you. I mean, they were really, real positive and just interested in the whole thing with what you were doing and the specifics they gave. So. You've got some pretty good backers there. 30 through 32 and a half. Here we go. Okay. This is really good for you. What they're saying is, I'm going to help you be something. So this is all about developing your abilities. And obviously, you've got a hell of a mind. I mean, you're extremely intelligent. And listening to you talk is to, you know, it's always a pleasure to listen to you. And they are absolutely letting you know you've got what it takes to succeed, and they're going to help you with that. So have no fear. Future's really bright for you here. 32.5 to 35.5. Here we go. I'm not sure who this is for, because it could be for me, but it says, I'm happy Debbie loves you to pieces. Kathy, I think that could be for me. Because does Debbie mean anything to you at all, Frank?
Oh, I'm sorry, can you repeat them?
Does the name Debbie mean anything to you?
Debbie?
Yeah.
I had a classmate named Debbie, but the only person I can recall.
Yeah, I have a feeling that it's Debbie Caruso, who's our friend on the other side, who really helps us a lot with this. She is like our mascot here, and I think she's just popping in to say she loves us to pieces. And we love you too, Debbie. Here we go, 35.5 to 38.5. Here we go. Okay, they are really commenting about that you need help with your focus. And so I think that's kind of it's not a criticism, but it's basically helping you develop that. So they're pointing out your focus. You're not the most focused person. So, you know, definitely that was like really, these are exceptionally clear, and it sounds like a male speaking. So 38 almost 5 to 40.5. Here we go. Okay, they're talking about help you going to see the way. So it's if I didn't know any better, I would say you're extreme. Just like we had that young lady Ashley called earlier about and her abilities and all that. I think you're very gifted in more ways than science, and they're going to be basically working on you, helping you get see the way for your future. So I really strongly feel that with us. 40.5 to 43.5. Here we go. I have absolutely no idea. This is absolutely insane what this is saying. Your snapper used to beat me, and I have no clue. And I think this could be – I have no idea. If that's some sort of I have no idea what it means, but your snapper used to beat me, and that may be a past life thing. It could be any number of things. So let's just take it as it's weird, which sometimes spirits are. 43.5, yeah. Oriented lips, 43.5 to 46. Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay. It's saying something like going to nature, gonna miss her. Going to nature, going to miss her. And I don't know. It's an interesting thing. I'm not sure if we're getting like crossovers from some other spirit saying something or what, but let's keep going. 46 to 49.5. Here we go. Okay, that's pretty clear. It seems like you've just got a lot of really good helpers here. This one says something about I'm going to help you get them to the light. So I don't know if you're going to end up doing something like what I'm doing, but you know, and this could be a message for me of all people. So it's really hard to say. 49.5 to 53.5. Let's just keep going with this. Okay, this is like another spirit answering the other one. Who's going to help you get them out? So, I mean, there's conversations going on here. It's really interesting. 53.5 to 57, next phrase. Here we go. Okay, help them see to get to heaven. And this is more of a general, you know, there was some stuff for you in this, but it also seems to be spirits that are kind of in the area, just having a general conversation. It's interesting. 57 to 59, we'll keep going. I think they were like kidding us. I mean, this is funny. Let them hear us. Let's go. It's like they were like, we were like mouthing off and they heard us. Okay. 1 o'clock to, or 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 1 minute to brain dead. It's been a long night. 1 minute to 103. Here we go. And we're almost at the end of it. Okay, do you know a name named Kaylee? That seems familiar to me. I had a Kaylee here recently.
Right now. Okay. Kaylee or what?
Kaylee or Bailey or something with an Ailey kind of name.
No.
Okay. I'm going to have to read back, try to remember back. If anybody in the chat room remembers from one of the shows back, I remember a Kaylee. And it says here, Kaylee is talking to dead people. So we definitely have, this seems to be kind of a general all-around thing going on. And I think it may be Little Circle kind of popping in and making a bunch of general observations. So let's see, 103 to, let me take it, let me break this up a little bit. Now let's just go for the whole thing, 103 to 107. Let's see what we get. Thank you. Okay, it's saying the name again, and it's saying Kaylee, and it's saying Kaylee is coming to England. So I have a strong feeling that this show is meant to be, as far as this part of the reading, is supposed to be heard by Kaylee, and that or someone that knows this Kaylee person, and that they are going to be coming to England. So let's go ahead though real quick. And now we had a question about where the chat room or where our ranch is. We're in Shingle Springs, California, and the name of our ranch is euphemistically, what I call it, is the Broken Tree Ranch. And the reason for that is because we have a whole lot of broken trees around here from the massive storm last December that nearly took out Studio A, which we are sitting in right now. So anyway, but let's get back to this. What we have is... here's the whole read back of everything. I'm really happy. We love you. I'm going to help you be something. I'm happy, Debbie. I'm happy. Debbie loves you to pieces. We help you. Need to see something. I can't remember what I wrote. Fans or something like that. Have you help you going to go see the way? Your snapper used to beat me. I have no idea what that says, what that's about. Going to nature is the mitzvah. I'm going to get them to the light. Who's going to help them get help? Help them see to get to heaven. Let them hear us. Let's go, which is kind of the funny thing at the end. Then it gets into this really interesting and just strange set of things. Kaylee is talking to dead people. Kaylee is coming to England. Now, if I really didn't know any better, I'd say this reading almost isn't for you. It's for us. And I apologize for that. She's saying that in the chat? And I'm not even seeing the chat. Frank, I really don't think this was for you. And I apologize for that. But I have no control what the other side does.
Oh, that's okay. It really does not click.
Yeah, it doesn't. It would click more for me than anything. And it really seems to be a reading for me, which I very rarely read for myself. And I think that it's funny because we were talking about Debbie. I was just mentioning Debbie privately before we did the show. And I have great love for her. She's just an amazing spirit. With regard to the paper that you did, I'll say this much: go back to the original reading. And really look at that, and I'll mail you that reading and get that to you. And keep doing what you're doing. I think that basically the message is they're giving me something I needed to hear, and for you, you got what you needed to hear. So, go back to that first thing, the first reading. That's the key. And what do you got here? It says Kaylee. I mean, I heard it twice. I mean, I'm going to stick to that one. I mean, sometimes I'm willing to negotiate, but man, that one, that says Kaylee. And I remember a Kaylee on the show here. I can't remember which show, but it's been in the past month. So I remember something with a Kaylee. But anyway, my friend, we're getting low on time, but we appreciate you calling back.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Okay, and we got 5 minutes remaining, and let's do a shout-out to everybody in the chat room here.
Okay. Remember to scroll down so I get everybody. I don't even have the whole screen. Oh, that is everybody. Okay.
Wow.
We have Castles here. Castle came in, and our dear friend Kathy, and Cherokee Horse. That's a new one for me, and our Dominica Amore, and Elizabeth Rose, who has a Z-Talk radio show of her own.
Hi, Elizabeth.
And we have... which is
Frank.
Frank.
That's a neat name.
And Gabriel and Brother Daisy and Lori, Maria Smiley, and somebody in purple I can't hardly read. I can't read it.
Well, I just highlight it with the mouse and then.
I can't see that. Okay. Michael. Oh, it's Michael.
It's Michael. Michael.
Michael.
Michael.
Sorry,
always.
Michael.
Michael always does stuff like that.
And Paranormal Guys is here. Nice to see you guys. And Pamela and Sapphire Rain and Vico Dan.
All right. And let's see. We've got...
Dan.
That was a... Yeah.
Dan, our
engine, Dan, our engine meister who keeps things going, disgruntled Dan, but he's not disgruntled anymore. He's taken Vicodin. He's like Vicodin. Really happy, Mom. It's so cool. You know, I'm okay. Yeah, I play with Mick Jagger now. Yeah, it's cool. let's see. That was a really interesting reading. I think that Debbie Caruso just came through in spades for us. And again, I apologize to Frank. I just don't get to control what they do. They will do the darndest things sometimes. But the one that really got me is I'm trying to figure, your snapper used to beat me. What the hell is that? That side is strange. It's weird. But you know what? We're going to be calling in tomorrow on Kathy's show, probably about 4:10 in the afternoon. We're going to do our best to come online from the cell phone with a speakerphone in a noisy truck. To call in and say hi to everybody. So we will be making our appearance, and then the following night do our darndest to be out there for the show for 6 o'clock out near the town where we're going to be stopping and having dinner, and then we're going to run out and grab a new camp spot and then stay overnight one more night wherever, and then head on Sunday morning. So with that, we're going to go ahead and start to wind this show down.
I think I'm going to go back in the massage chair.
Oh, she likes the massage chair. Did you have fun on the show today?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, she's good at this stuff. You have a future in radio. Should you have one of it? Yeah, we could do like a morning.
I enjoy it anyway.
We're gonna do the morning AM paranormal show here. You know, it's how's the traffic, dear? You know, or how many ghosts are out today? Yeah, we have ghosts on the 405. Spirits and spirits and specters are moving out on the fast lane. There's a blockage at because some hospitals are having troubles. So we're gonna have a great day. And what's the spiritual weather gonna be? Hauntings all day. Spirit highs in the thousands, lows in the hundreds. Yes, it's gonna be a wonderful day. I think we could make a whole show out of this. But anyway, yes, it's dark shadows. Yes. It's time to do some voices. Can you do voice? You did the English thing really well the other day.
Did I?
Yeah, did you? Oh, what part of England are you from? Where are you from? It's so good to see you. What are you doing? You're just looking at me funny. Why are you looking at me funny?
Gee, I have no idea.
I don't know either. You're just one of those bloody Americans. You know, it's so easy to make you people laugh. We just stare at you and talk funny. Right? Now I'm going to go Scottish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Scottish, yeah. Yeah, Scottish laughs, you know.
I can't do Scottish.
Your beauty is bountiful.
Mm,
yeah, yeah.
Good thing I wore my boots.
Let's see. Let me just talk this way. I'll talk like some of the folks we're going to be seeing tomorrow out there in the field. So it's 11:28 and 41 seconds. We're getting really weird here. This is a lot of fun.
I know. I'm tired.
We're starting to get slow. She's starting to kind of just dip down there.
Wither away.
Yep, and we're going to call it a night here. So, hey, we got about 1 minute left. Thanks, everybody, for being on. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, and we will see you guys later. We'll be back. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com.